And 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Florida preparing for the expected arrival of Tropical Storm Debbie, which is expected to make landfall in Florida's Big Bend region. Jacksonville resident Gavin Shelton cutting down tree branches near his home in preparation.
It can cost you your house. A lot of times you'll see these trees completely splitting houses in half.
Parts of Georgia, the Carolinas, and Virginia could see heavy rains in the coming days. Vice President Kamala Harris expected to announce her running mate in the coming days as she plans to hit the campaign trail in earnest over the next few weeks. Sources say Harris is meeting with some top candidates this weekend. Former President Trump, meanwhile, campaigning in Georgia on Saturday and criticizing the state's Republican governor and his wife. Trump has been critical of Governor Brian Kemp ever since Kemp rebuffed Trump's efforts in 2020 to overturn Georgia's election results. A new Oklahoma law doing away with the statute of limitations for rape cases as the state faces a backlog of DNA evidence for sex assault cases. This is ABC News. An emotional day for the L.A. Lakers and their fans on Saturday as a statue honoring Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna are now on display outside the L.A. arena where he played.
Fans outside the L.A. arena where Lakers great Kobe Bryant cemented his place in NBA history are getting a first look at the newly dedicated statue featuring Bryant and daughter Gigi.
Kobe just always been a star player to me ever since I was a kid.
Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, and seven others died in a helicopter crash in 2020. The lifelike statue features Bryant smiling and hugging Gigi, honoring the player and girl dad, recreating the moment in 2019, both sat courtside watching a Lakers game. Michelle Franz and ABC News.
Ties between Russia and North Korea appearing to continue to deepen. Russian President Vladimir Putin now offering humanitarian aid to North Korea to cope with damages from recent flooding. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
And over and over and over.
Try
and
some
over
local music.
And over.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back. Too many times.
A double dip of Fad Function, Don't Destroy the Funk, and The Well Runs Dry. Wisconsin Memorial Union Theater, August 31st at 7 p.m. This is the local music, and it's brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass, three locations in Madison. Shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. You made it to the after hours. Thanks for tuning in to MagSync Radio. Let's keep this party moving with Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts on the Civic Media Network.
I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. If everything's anything, then I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, then I want it all. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If everything's anything, then I want it all. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, it'll be clear. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, it'll be clear. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, it'll be clear.
All I need is 30 minutes, 5 days away. things in your soul, then why don't you show me? 'Cause I wanna know, and why don't you hold me? Feels like it's ready to blow, and I wanna know, and I'll be waiting for you as you good words inside your head.
Jeffrey James on Mag Sync Radio, the After Hours edition. We are local music. He has a brand new album that releases on Friday. New music is coming your way next week right here on Mag Sync Radio. So make sure you come back and celebrate with Jeffrey. You can see him do live stuff at the release party at end of September. All those connections can be made with your favorite social media platform. Just type in Mag Sync Radio. Up next, we have Slow Pulp in the After Hours on the Civic Media Network.
No questions asked to get your love, and I am settled just being a pain in your ass. Oh, sometimes it's just me testing your will to be with me. Just kidding. Now or never, 'cause we promised nothing. Now or never, 'cause we promised nothing.
Max Inc. Radio After Hours. We are local music on your Saturday night. Seesaw brought us here. Now the American Dead, proving our Wisconsin localness on the Civic Media Network. Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back. takes hold, and I'm afraid to grow old in this cold, cold place. Nothing more than space without your face. Takes to heal and feel once again. I've had some help from my friends. I won't let this be my end. Call it a bend in the road with a heavy load, but I won't be slow. So onward I go. It's okay to follow faith, make way through your mistakes. All I want is to feel whole, and so onward I go.
Simple Company brought us back to the local music. They are live in Platteville Farmers Market on August 24th and then Gin Mill Hollow. See them and hear them at the People Fest on August 8th through the 10th. Tonight's local stuff is brought to you in this half hour by the Lazy Elf Lounge. Handcrafted food, live music, karaoke, and trivia. Visit them today at 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison or online at LazyElfLounge.com. Up next, some Rogue Electrics on Max Inc. Radio. We'll be right back.
wine,
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thought I could be affected by your criticism, poisoned by your cynicism, lies in the shadow side of me, but living in a shadow of clouds. But this is my philosophy now. Hey. My currency, spend it on the positive, living how I'm dropping it. I let it fly, spread wings, only in my head and my dreams, read between the pointer and ring. Hey.
Max Inc. Radio is here to connect you to the local music. Kirsty Krause, she was all over Wisconsin in July, but now is back down south in Florida. If you're heading that way, connect with her, doing all those fancy beach gigs. Mickey Sunshine next. You can't tell because we're on the radio, but right now I have on her Beck t-shirt. She's out of town, down south on her tour, but if you need to connect with her next time she's in town, you know what to do. Follow along with Max Inc. Radio. We'll connect you. Why? Well, because we are local music.
Threw me against the wall. Called me up. Says my kink after all. You're 40 years old. That's why I'm into this. Pass the blindfold. I'll be your little b- hoping not looking for a wife. About me for life while you save another dog from the pound. Gonna burn another city to the ground. Remember when I said I'm not your honey? Get me out of here.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio After Hours. I'm going to leave you now with some brand new Cat and the Hurricane. And they even have some more newer stuff that's coming out on 812. So new and fresh, we haven't even heard it yet. Yeah, just a couple weeks away. You'll hear it here first, I promise. Or see them live at the Harmony Bar on August 17th. See you next week, everybody, right here on the Civic Media Network. Listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.